This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said on Wednesday, Americans vaccinated and boosted against COVID-19 can be with family over the holidays, but attending large gatherings is not safe, even for those who received the booster dose. The United States faces a second Christmas of upended holiday plans with a surge in infections fueled by the now dominant Omicron variant of the coronavirus, forcing many to cancel travel, reconsider visiting loved ones, and question attending holiday parties. Early evidence indicates Omicron is less severe than the Delta variant, said Fauci, citing studies from South Africa and Scotland, but warned Americans must remain cautious. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Omicron represents approximately 73% of cases across the U.S. and as high as 90% of cases in some areas, such as the eastern Atlantic states, parts of the Midwest, South, and northern Pacific states. An Israeli health official said Wednesday the recommendation to offer fourth doses of a COVID-19 vaccine was based on the rapid spread of the Omicron variant and an apparent waning of immunity after an initial booster jab. While the official stressed Wednesday the decision is only a recommendation, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said Tuesday he had already instructed health officials to begin preparations for a rollout of fourth doses. The campaign is to begin with people over 60 and healthcare workers, but based on past vaccination efforts, it could quickly include other segments of the population. Bennett's office said the campaign, which still requires official approval, is expected to begin in the coming days. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet said on Wednesday that two of its patrol coastal ships seized a cargo of illicit weapon from a stateless fishing vessel during a flag verification boarding in the North Arabian Sea on Monday. The shipment consists of approximately 1,400 AK-47 assault rifles and 226,000 rounds of ammunition, the fleet said in a statement. Quote, the stateless vessel was assessed to have originated in Iran and transited international waters along a route historically used to traffic weapons unlawfully to the Houthis in Yemen, it added. Direct or indirect supply, sale, or transfer of weapons to the Houthi movement violates UN Security Council resolutions and U.S. sanctions. The vessel's five crew members who identified themselves as Yemeni nationals will be returned to Yemen, the fleet said, adding the U.S. naval forces sank the vessel after removing the crew and illicit cargo. The UN Security Council on Wednesday unanimously adopted a U.S. proposed resolution to help humanitarian aid reach desperate Afghans while seeking to keep funds out of Taliban hands. The resolution, a first step by the UN after months of wrangling over how to avert a humanitarian catastrophe amid economic meltdown in Afghanistan, was welcomed by the Islamists as a, quote, good step. Since the Taliban swept back to power in August, billions of dollars in aid and assets have been frozen by the West in what the UN has described as unprecedented fiscal shock to the aid-dependent Afghan economy. For months now, observers have been warning that millions face a choice between starvation or migration during a combined food, fuel, and cash crisis throughout the bitter winter. And the United States and its partners are discussing timeframes for nuclear diplomacy with Iran, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Wednesday, adding that current talks with Tehran may be exhausted within weeks. Quote, we're not circling a date on the calendar in public, but I can tell you that behind closed doors, we are talking about timeframes and they are not long, he told reporters during a visit to Israel. Asked to elaborate on the timeline, Sullivan said weeks. Israel has long hinted that it thinks diplomacy has hit a dead end on the slow-moving talks between Iran and world powers in Vienna on reviving a 2015 nuclear deal, and Israel has warned it could resort to preemptive strikes against its sworn enemy. Sullivan said the United States continues to believe that diplomacy remains the best way to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.